Communications items. We have four people signed up to speak on subjects of their choosing, starting with 432, please.
Request of Dana Clark to address council regarding more than a survivor photo exhibit in City Hall.
Good morning. Come on up. Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I have support here.
Yes, you do.
Thank you to Commissioner Saltzman for hosting the event that we're having here this next week, and it will be in the city for 5 weeks. I'm Dana Clark, and I'm chair of a multi-club committee, Rotary in Sex Trafficking Now. Our exhibit will start next week. It will go to Portland State University, David Douglas High School, Portland Community College, and finally at Clackamas Town Center. In each of those venues, we will have an opportunity for the community event to educate the public, raise awareness, and encourage community members to take action. The exhibit honors the survivor leaders featured for their diversity, beauty, strength, and accomplishments, and celebrates their present and future. And with me is Jerry Jimenez, who works for the city and is part of the survivor exhibit. The exhibition is a powerful antidote to the stereotypes of commercially, sexually exploited, and trafficked victims, perpetually broken and forever limited by their trauma. This traveling exhibition from GEMS, which is Girls Educational Mentoring Services in New York City, is also designed to be a poster series that will be utilized in agencies serving youth to inspire a tangible sense of hope and future for community, commercially, sexually exploited, and trafficked girls and women. Buyers must be educated that these children are coerced, beaten, and abused into submitting to have paid sex with them. We want to change the culture of citizens who believe the youth are on our streets are there willingly, but will learn to view them as the victims that they are of a trafficker and report suspected trafficking. Thank you for your time. And we hope to see you at one or more of our events, including downstairs. And on behalf of the Rotarians of the Rotary Clubs of Albina, Central East, Southeast Portland, and my home club, East Portland. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jerry, Mike, who'd like to go next?
I'm Mike Gallagher. I'm a police officer with the City of Portland and have been part of the sex trafficking unit for the last 7 years. I've been a police officer for almost 25 years now and been working prostitution-related missions most of my career. And the views of officers on our sex trafficking unit and officers within the Portland Police Bureau are changing and seeing prostitution more than just the word prostitution. We're seeing how victims are truly victims and seeing how we need to address the demand side out there by addressing the men who see this as a victimless crime. And so our views at our sex trafficking unit have really changed our focus to on the demand side of this thing and focusing our efforts on men and providing the women that are out there resources and education and treatment to get them out of the lifestyle. This more than a survivor exhibit puts a face and a story behind the victims that are out there and shows that they're real people and how they were forced and coerced to be involved in prostitution. And I want to thank you for the support and allowing that to be here and that education piece that goes behind this, and look forward to seeing you at the event.
Jerry, would you like to add anything?
Sure. I was asked in 2008 to speak to Montevilla Neighborhood Association, and their biggest problem at the time was prostitution. And at the same time, they were going to end the prostitution-free zones for being unconstitutional. From there, in 2010, we co-founded a survivor-to-survivor support group, which is more of a sisterhood. It's not a 501c3. But what I know from that process is that we have hundreds of women who are doing incredible work here in the city of Portland as professionals who escaped a life and have moved forward. Because of that work, I was asked to go to New York in 2013 to be a part of this poster series where we got to do the Survivor Leader Institute and then have hair and makeup, which was really nice, and get our pictures taken for a poster to show 22 women from across the country who are doing great work. Since then, I've been allowed to work on the Obama's strategic plan for human trafficking in D.C. and work with American Indian groups across the country working on human trafficking as well on my vacation time. So it's been an incredible experience to work on the leadership development of people to help keep them out of that forever. And I want to thank you all for your support.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate your leadership, and the exhibit here in City Hall will be a teachable moment for a lot of people. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, you're here. Okay, let's move on.